Dennis, I guess you would have taken a draw before the game, but it must feel like a defeat conceding that goal so late.
Absolutely, you know, before the game, yeah, I would have took a draw. Said that to the boys before the game, you know, you start with a draw and make sure you come away here for at least a draw. But when you're in a position with 10 minutes to go to score a penalty, they just had a man sent off for the penalty. If you score that, you win the game. It's as simple as that. But we haven't done it, and we look comfortable, even though we've had an aerial bombardment for 90 minutes. I don't think they've had a shot on our goals, apart from the free kick at the crossbar and the goal they scored at our end. So we've contained them, we've competed, we won our headers, we broke at times, and we just couldn't get that second goal, which would have killed the game.
Yeah, I guess the penalty was the turning point in the end.
Absolutely, because, you know, for them, they've just got to go for broke, haven't they? And they're such a big side, they just keep putting the ball in your box and something ends up giving. And they've got down the side of us, they've put a ball in. The big fellas, what killed us was the big fella's gone to edit and he's completely missed it. And then it fell to their player, you know. If he ain't there to go and edit, we'd probably go and attack the ball and edit. But where we thinking he's heading it and then he's missed it and it's just fell straight to their guy.
And I think we're a little bit surprised to see that Scott Garner was taking the penalty, but had that been decided before the game that he would be on penalties?
No, absolutely not. We haven't really got a penalty take. I don't think we've had a penalty this year, have we? I'm not sure, but you know, I was surprised. But I would have thought maybe Noose was tired at that stage and didn't want to take it. And Garns, being Garns, stepped up to the plate to take it. You know, he struck it well enough, and if it's probably a centimetre lower, it goes in the roof of the net and everyone goes, what a great penalty. But it's just hit the underside of the bar and bounced down and out.
Yeah, maybe some credit to the keeper as well. It was a fabulous save, wasn't it?
Oh, I didn't see him get a touch on it. You know, Garns struck it that well. I thought he just hit the underside of the bar. So, you know, if he's got a touch, it's a great save.
A replay now on Tuesday night. Is it a game you don't really need, given the busy spell of fixtures you've got coming up?
Absolutely, it's not ideal. You know, we've took a lot of knocks there today, so we'll have to see what kind of shape we're in come Tuesday. You know, Noosh has got to recover for a start. That's not going to be easy for him. You know, Rene's took a knock to the ribs. A fella stood on him in front of the dugout. Skulls, he's got a problem with his groin. So I don't know what kind of shape we're going to be in. So, yeah, we didn't need the replay. But we'll just have to see what comes Tuesday.
But, you know, you've still got an excellent chance to go through to the next round, and depending on who you get, it could set up quite an interesting game. For instance, if you get a top Conference Premier side in the next round in Monday's draw.
Yeah, I mean, you know, judging by today's game, you'd like to think it's in our favour because we've got home advantage. You know, we know what Ferriby are all about, and we've just got to deal with that aerial bombardment. And if we deal with that, you know, they don't really offer too much else with regards to passing the ball to each other. It's just, if they can get it out wide and get a ball in early, you know, Denton can edit. You know, it's not rocket science, but it's hard to defend against because he's so big.
And for the most part, you defended against it really well. I thought Kyle Pierjani was magnificent at the back.
Yeah, he bided his time, he adjusted his feet, and he edited it when he could edit. And when he didn't, he showed a presence and dropped off. And then we picked up the second ball. So we defended the edge of our box really well. We never allowed him too much to get into the box, because if Denton wins the headers on the edge of the box, he's not going to score from there. And we can pick up the second ball. But what you're dying him doing is heading the ball around your six-yard box where it could be going in the goal. So we've kept him on the edge of our box pretty much all the game, and they haven't created really an opportunity.
As you say, you possibly short of bodies on Tuesday night. I guess that game will come a bit too soon for Dale Southwell, will it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we're targeting Barrow, but it just depends how Noosh has recovered. You know, it might be a case that, you know, they might get half a game each or something. I don't know, because, you know, it's going to be hard for Noosh to recover for that game for Tuesday. And obviously that's why I got him off. You know, we're 10 minutes to go or whatever. The less time he has on the pitch, the easier it is going to be for him to recover. So we just took him off.
You've had some youngsters on the bench in the last few games. Are you going to have to draft some more youngsters in to fill out the bench, maybe, given the injuries you've got?
We'll just have to see. You know, Connor becomes another couple of days nearer. You know, Dale gets another couple of days nearer. So we haven't got anybody at the moment from this game where you say they can't play Tuesday. We'll have to assess it. But like I say, it could be too close for Noosh to play, you know. So we don't know about that.